Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, she's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. It's been a rough morning, not because anything wasn't working, but because my brain wasn't working. So much is going on. And sometimes I think I know what I want to talk to you about. And then when I get here, it's not working out for me. Well, we'll see what we can do, because there is lots of news and things that we need to take into consideration. And the question of the day would be, or the statement maybe I should say of the day would be, you better call your sheriff. But first, let's go to the Lord in prayer. You know, and really, he should be what you do before you call the sheriff. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. For such a time as this, O most gracious Heavenly Father, let us come to you now. Come to you with the burdens that we carry. Come to you with the praises of our hearts and our minds and with our love. For you alone are God, and you are still on your throne. Regardless of all the chaos and all the sin that happens down here, you, my Heavenly Father, are still on your throne. Thank you for being the great I am, for being a God of love. Father, I pray for your protection over Donald Trump and his family. I pray for your protection over your children here who are praying diligently. And I pray, Father, that we will take prayer seriously in this nation. For we know when all this chaos begins to overwhelm us, we should go to the right. You. And be overwhelmed by your love and your grace and your mercy and your power. He performed wonders that cannot be fathomed, miracles that cannot be counted. Job 5:9. You are the God of miracles. Your blessings that you give us cannot be counted. I believe, Father, for such a time as this, I don't know why, but I believe you have placed me right here. And for that, I will try to serve you as best I can. Equip me, give me wisdom, give me strength. You know my weaknesses, and so does Satan. Help me to be strong, Father. Help me to follow the path you have laid before me, and to keep my eyes on you, and to be overwhelmed only by you, even though we have to understand what's going on around us. May we focus on you. For when Peter took his eyes off of you, he fell in the water. Let us not fall. Lift us up out of the sin that we are drowning in this country. For such a time as this, it is in Jesus' name that I pray. Amen. I don't know about you, but are you getting worried about the state of the state? I'm a little bit worried about the state of the state. You better call your sheriff. And make sure your county sheriff is constitutionally sound and ready to stand between you and the tyranny that is upon us. You better call your sheriff. I'm sorry, Delaware, you're kind of out of luck there. You don't have county sheriffs anymore. Your government decided you didn't need the county sheriff. And there may be some other states like that, I don't know, or other counties. And for that, I am sorry for you. The county sheriff should be standing between you and the feds. So you better make sure your county sheriff is constitutional and armed. With that said, the question today, perhaps I've asked you before, what would it take you to stand up and say, no, enough is enough, we're not putting up with it anymore? Who or what do you actually believe is worth fighting for? Before we get all caught up in the despicable news and the sinful state of our state, meaning our government gone rogue, be overwhelmed by God. Be overwhelmed by His goodness and His power. So keep that in mind throughout the show, because some things we're going to talk about are pretty ugly. Yesterday we talked about how they want your land. Your land. Just a few years ago, we heard an embassy, and I think it was MSNBC. I can't remember her name or anything. I didn't want to look it up this morning. But she said, children belong to the community, meaning the government, the state. Hillary said it takes a village, which was referring to your children as well as your property. You see, they believe in socialism, and in socialism, you own nothing. And you remember what Hitler did with the children. And that's what they're doing today, right here in the United States of America. They're indoctrinating your children against you, the parent, especially the Christian parents. Last Friday, I shared with you the heinous act that the children being brought across the border. They're being brought across the border for human trafficking, sex trafficking, and organ harvesting. Does it get any sicker than that, America? What is it you would actually fight for or against? The FBI goes after Donald Trump, and the swamp defends the FBI, even Barr. You shouldn't be talking about the FBI. That's not their fault. They're just following orders. But when does it come to a time that you should stop following orders, America? When is going to be time for you to stop complying to the state? Yet the FBI, their job is to keep this country safe, right? I always thought their job was to go after, like, kidnappers that take children across borders of states, from state to state. So a county sheriff doesn't have jurisdiction in another county or another state. Missouri Highway Patrol doesn't have jurisdiction in Illinois. But the feds do, supposedly, the FBI. But you see, the FBI has allowed this nation to be in the most dangerous position we've ever been in. Ever been in. We're not going to make America great. It wasn't that great to begin with, says a corrupt politician in New York. You remember their Governor Cuomo? Well, they've made the United States number one. Number one in human trafficking. A nation that is supposed to care about human rights. Well, that's a lie, isn't it? At least from our elites. Because the elites think everyone is for them. For their community. So if they need an organ, what's the difference if we just take a few organs from these children? I need some kind of a live forever. So why don't we just start aborting children and using the fetuses and using the stem cells to make me beautiful, to make me live forever. We're being invaded, and I mean invaded. And these are not just poor little immigrants coming into the nation because they want a job. They are our enemies, and they are here to hurt you, your family, and your children. They are here to take over your communities, not every one of them. But we're talking, I don't know how many now, hundreds of thousands. And yes, those children are being used. And they're just as important as the ones in my house. You better call your sheriff. Make sure he's constitutional. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We'll be right back.
Hi. Hi, I'm Elmer Heinrich. My company sells a nutritional product called Immuno 150. If you haven't heard of it, you need to go to the website immuno150.com or call our toll-free number. Now, we sell to thousands of consumers, and our reorder rate is above 94%. Now, many people ask us how we can sell a month's supply of Immuno 150 for less than $50 when most of our competition is $70 to $80 a month. It's simple. We don't pay celebrities or testimonial people to say something good about the product. Immuno 150 stands on its own with 70 minerals and 80 other nutrients. It doesn't need any help, and it has more than color, taste, and smell. I am 88 years old, and my wife is 79, both with no dementia, arthritis, or allergies, and no aches or pains of any kind, nothing, all because of Immuno 150. Now, check the number of minerals in the product you take. Don't be surprised if you don't find more than 12. Order Immuno 150 to see what 70 minerals can do for you. Call our toll-free number, 888-316-2224.
Made in America is more than just a slogan. It's a brand we all look for to better this nation's economy. Liberty Tabletop is the brand of Sherrill Manufacturing. The only manufacturer of flatware in the United States of America, Liberty Tabletop creates high-quality flatware at a competitive price using the finest quality 1810 chromium nickel stainless steel. Oh, and by the way, the steel they use is also made in the USA. The steel is tested for lead and other toxic trace elements, so you bring to your family a safe and pure product that will last for generations. Setting your table is an important part of every meal. The patterns you choose say something about you and your family. Bringing America home with LibertyTabletop.com or go to my website, csetalkradio.com, and click on their link. Call Liberty Tabletop at 844-386-2338. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive 10% off your purchase. LibertyTabletop.com. Daniel Turner, founder and executive director of Power the Future, agrees that America is blessed with an abundance of reliable energy sources. Our natural resources are the lifeblood of our nation and have made our nation prosperous. Rural America is the heart of production in this nation. Our food, manufacturing, trucking, and yes, our energy. Power the Future promotes jobs in rural America, specifically our energy jobs. These jobs are all under attack. Wealthy radicals like Tom Steyer and George Soros promised to break the nation's energy independence. Their beloved Green New Deal attacks all that is good in this nation. Our food, our land, our jobs, our families, and of course, our gassy cows. Power the Future is fighting for you, rural America. Join them. Visit PowerTheFuture.com. See the latest news and donate to those who are fighting for you. PowerTheFuture.com. Power the Future is fighting to keep America's lights on. We have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. Remember to be overwhelmed by God as we deal with the chaos of man here in the United States of America and the world. You know, Biden is doing his little tour to encourage America. It's Biden's division. Now, it's divisive. It has been for a long time. Pray for me as I'm writing my book. I'm getting along fairly good with it. We have to take breaks every now and then. I don't want to, but I have to because you have to do things like pay the bills and do other stuff. And I can only write in the afternoons and evenings because, well, in the evenings I'm usually watching the news, but the afternoons I usually write here. There's only one reason, and of course Biden went off on this yesterday. There's only one reason, and I've told you this so many times, and you know it. For a government to want to disarm its citizens. And it's not for your safety. It's for theirs. They are in the process of taking everything from you, including your children. Including your children. There is, I'm going to go back to the scriptures because we need to be overwhelmed by God and we need to immerse ourselves in his word. I know I'm a conservative talk show host. I get a little too churchy maybe. But right now, my friends, this is what we need. We need God in America today. It's his absence from us. He's not absent. We've ignored him. There are six things the Lord hates, seven that are detestable to him. Haughty eyes, a lying tongue, hands that shed innocent blood. If you're somebody out there doing abortions, and you're somebody out there harvesting organs from these babies, these children, these immigrants, maybe some of them are from the older ones, the wrath of God will be upon you. A heart that devises wicked schemes, feet that are quick to rush into evil, a false witness who pours out lies, and a person who stirs up conflict in the community. Do you know anybody like that? Then were there brought unto him little children, that he should put his hands on them and pray, and the disciples rebuked them. But God said, no, suffer the children to come unto me. For such is the kingdom of heaven. Unless you become as a little child, dependent on God, as a child is dependent on the adult or the parent. Because you see, only when we are dependent on God do we truly have independence in this life. Freedom. Rudy gave this scripture to me this morning. And we're thinking about what they did to President Donald Trump. And they've done it to other people. They went after Navarro. They went after some of these others that Manchin. They went after him. Not Manchin. That's not Manafort. And they broke into their homes. And they took the things that they wanted to take. Matthew 3:27 says, no man can enter into a strong man's house and spoil his goods, except he will first bind the strong man, and then he will spoil his house. Take away your ability to defend yourself. Bring in the Gestapo and bind the strong man. There's so much going on. And I went through the news this morning. And it's just, you know, it's just mind-boggling, all that's happening. Do you feel that way? This gentleman, he wrote an article. I kind of skimmed through it. He was going in different directions that I wasn't sure that I really wanted to go, and I didn't agree with everything he said. But he says, we are going to screw this up. And I've read other ones where it says the Republicans are going to, they're going to forfeit in November. They're not trying to win. That's not all of them. But I thought that in 2018, they had everything going for them. Oh, but it's the way of the government. It's the way of the politics. We just kind of take turns as to who is in charge, depending on who's in the White House. But then when the American people accidentally give one party dominance, oh, how they take over. When it's the Democrats. But when it's the Republicans that have dominance, they don't do much, do they? Cowards. Wolves in sheep clothing. Well, he wrote this in here, and I agree with this. He said, but can any sane person look to our political processes and say either side is searching for the truth? For reality. Can you say these J6 hearings have been about truth? How about all the investigations we've paid for? I mean, we the people are absolutely broke. The ones out here making a way. You know, we're going to celebrate Labor Day. I hope you tune in on Labor Day morning when you're drinking your cup of coffee. We're the ones making the living. I don't make a living here, but we're the ones. You are the ones that made this country. He says they create inherent flawed social programs. That's when it all went to you-know-where in a handbasket, my friends. Nothing more than Ponzi schemes, which are destined for catastrophic failure unless future generations do something the present won't. Well, I would like to see that, but we have bound to slavery these future generations, and we've made them ignorant because we have ignorant enemies teaching them in the schools. It's more important for them to learn how to have sex or how not to have sex, to be perverted, than it is to know how to do reading, writing, arithmetic, and, you know, real science. These are programs which hundreds of millions of Americans sooner or later come to rely upon. There it is, right there, that worm on the hook, and the fish is captured. What happens to that fish? Ah, if he's too small, they throw him back. But if he's just right, they cut him up, and they eat him. So we have all these social programs. We have all these alphabet departments. And what I encourage you, I don't know if you listen to anything I say. I don't know if you follow through with anything I say. I would love to hear from you. Have anyone decided to hold prayer meetings in their homes? Has anyone picked up their Declaration of Independence and read it one more time? Has anyone jumped into the scriptures to seek God's direction out of this hellhole of sin that we have here in the United States of America? Well, going back to the Declaration of Independence, one of the grievances, he, meaning the king, now let's say King Congress right now, okay? Has erected a multitude of new offices and sent hither swarms of officers to harass our people and eat out their substance. They fined them. They made them buy licenses. They made them sign this. They made them sign that. You know, we talk about when Jesus was walking on earth and how they wanted him to pay the taxes, and the taxpayers were following Jesus, and they gave everything back. They were dirty. Nobody liked a tax collector. Well, tax collectors today are going to be armed and dangerous. We're going to talk about that real quickly when we come back, and then I want to get back to the children. They want your children for their sex toys. Did you know that? For their experiments. It's sickening. What is it you will be willing to fight for? Who is it you would be willing to fight for? You better call your sheriff, because they're coming. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We'll be right back.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from illegal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power. with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
You're familiar with Range Magazine, packed with hard, cold facts regarding the battles we face out on the range and at home. Beyond the battles are beauty and pictures and words that will take you to another place and time. CJ and Range Magazine have produced a line of hardbound books that should be a part of your home library. The most recent publication is Cowboys and Critters, containing unique photos of the people and animals that make up the ranching world. These beautiful books, which make fantastic gifts, have won numerous awards, such as the prestigious Wrangler Award, First Place in Journalism, Will Rogers Gold Medal Award. So many honors, great photos, and wonderful poems and stories of the West. Reflections of the West, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, The M-Bar, The Call of the Cow Country. You can't resist the art and cowboy poetry books. Visit rangemagazine.com for a complete list of prices. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Be sure to let them know Beth Ann sent you. Hi, this is Beth Ann. The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt so soft in the store, but then when you got it home and tried to use it, it wasn't absorbent at all? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually will dry you. They're debuting the MyPillow six-piece towel set that includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now you can buy one and get one free with the promo code BethAnn. Go to MyPillow.com now and click on the radio listener special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty with their 60-day money-back guarantee. To get your buy one, get one free MyPillow towel set, go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code BethAnn, or call 1-800-978-6168. That's MyPillow.com, and the promo code is BethAnn.
Do we lack enthusiasm and understanding of the word liberty? Do we weep for liberty which we have lost? Or do we simply not understand the substance and sacrifice for which we were once privileged? Liberty. Webster defines liberty as the state of being free within society from oppressive restrictions imposed by authority on one's life, behavior, or political views. Today we seem to want restrictions. Government micromanaging our lives? But do we realize the cost? Alexander Hamilton once stated, "There is a certain enthusiasm in liberty that makes human nature rise above itself in acts of bravery and heroism." As a republic, we the people must guard the liberty of others. We must continue the enthusiasm that will make men free. Visit csctalkradio.com, where Beth Ann puts enthusiasm and common sense back into American liberty as she brings America home.
We have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. Real quick, we're going to have breaking news here. It's not really breaking, but I'm going to call it that because it just came up on my computer as we were in the commercial break. And we have talked about this in the past, how you have to jump through hoops to own a gun. They have compromised your Second Amendment. And the purpose for registration is so they know who has the guns. Well, the sheriff, or the mayor, I'm sorry, Mayor Adams, vows door-to-door checks on gun permits. They're going to come door-to-door, he says, and they're going to check it out. He and the governor there, they're going to take good care of everyone in New York and make sure they can't defend themselves.
Did you see where they made Times Square a gun-free zone?
Yes. Gun-free zones all over the place in New York. And, of course, we know that's where the guys with the guns that want to have mass shootings go. So, you better call your sheriff. Make sure he's constitutional. because, yes, they usually respect the mayors or the cities, but if it's in a county, it's still your county sheriff who's in charge. A county sheriff could have stopped the raid at Mar-a-Lago if he had known it, if he was a constitutional sheriff. I have a constitutional sheriff here, but I need to sit down and have a long talk with that boy again, just to make sure that if they come knocking on this door, he's going to protect Beth Ann and Rudy. Because your sheriff can send them out of town. So, if they can go to, I have this name here somewhere, Margaret Taylor Greene. They do what they call swatting. Somebody makes a false alarm call that there's violence going on at your home, and the SWAT team shows up. Now, they've done this, and there have been people killed. I had not heard of it before, but they've done it twice now to Marjorie Taylor Greene. Someone who is standing up. It isn't about standing up for Donald Trump. It's about standing up for what is right in the Constitution and what is the rule of law. They're attacking this man, and they're attacking those. We have people that are political prisoners from January 6th. Yeah, it got out of hand, but these people didn't do anything. And when they get on the air, like Biden did yesterday, and say all these cops were killed, that's a lie. Not one police officer was killed having to do with January 6th. Unless the ones who committed suicide did. There was only one person murdered. And that was Ashley Babbitt. Unarmed. 105, 115 pounds. She had to be perpendicular because she was going through a window, whether she was pushed through it or climbing through it, I don't know which. She'd already socked the guy in the jaw that was doing this stuff. She was fighting it, against it. She was trying to protect. But she was murdered. You better call your sheriff. Make sure he's constitutional. And if he's not, start getting ready for the next election, okay? Now, this was sent to, it was put on Facebook by a friend. He says, liberals are stupid. And he must have a running number of this. I'm not on Facebook much, so I don't see it, but he's got it numbered number 622. So I guess he's keeping track of how many ways the liberals are stupid. He said, the merge, the hiring of 85,000 armed IRS agents with student loan forgiveness. Student loans are often able to be paid off slowly in small increments. You could make a deal, you know, pay 10 bucks a month, 20 bucks a month. No federal entity will come looking for you with guns if you unexpectedly die, so does your idiot loan. Now, your loan is forgiven. That now is taxable income. Yes, it is. If you don't pay it, the IRS, he calls them jackboots, will hunt you down, take your house, your car, and your bank accounts. Congratulations. You are even bigger stupid liberals now. Gus, number 622. He's got them numbered. I haven't looked at his Facebook page for a long time, so I don't know what he's doing over there. But he went from living in Pennsylvania to living in Texas. That tells you anything. But he got married, so he went where his wife was. But it's understandable, or is it just ridiculous? You've got to figure it out. Stop and think, why do we need 85,000 more IRS agents, and why do they need to be armed and ready to kill? Now, let's talk about the children. Do you care about the children? I don't know when this started. It seems like, and I agreed with one of the talk show hosts last night, I think it was Greg Kelly on Newsmax. It seemed like it just happened overnight. Might have been Rod Smith. But all of a sudden, Our schools are teaching perverted sex, transgenders, genders of more than one kind. So obviously they're not biology majors. So now they're experimenting on the children. Now, California, the assembly there, this is the, jeez. They passed a bill to make it a refuge for trans kids and their parents. If you are not accepted where you are and they're not allowing you to have these mutilating surgeries, come to our state where Gavin Newsom says we're free. Well, let's just call California Sodom and Gomorrah. Not because of all the homosexuality that goes on there, not because of that, but because they have completely turned away from God. Completely. And they're ready to mutilate the children. Oh, it's because they want it. Of course they want it. I knew when my child was born and he looked me in the eye that he wasn't a male. Well, that's not what I knew. And when I changed their diapers, I knew exactly what they were. And you better duck. I'm just saying, if you pull that diaper off, you better get out of the way. Here's the problem. How are they getting away with all this? Because, America, we were sleeping. We were so busy making a living. We were so busy having fun. We were so busy with our lives that we decided to leave all this political government jargon to those elected officials. I mean, that's what they do. That's their careers. Yeah, exactly. Their careers. And they're watching out for their careers and not for you. And we have elected godless men and godless women. And they want your children for their sex toys. Yes, I said it out loud. It came to me two nights ago. What is going on? Why are they doing this to the children? Why is it all of a sudden? Why is it? Have they been teaching this for a long time and we only had to have COVID to make us realize what they're doing to our children? You know, my children are all grown. But if I had children now, bless their little hearts, I believe I'd be homeschooling. Get them out of those public schools. Start taking care of business, my friends. Start reading the Bible to your children. Get them up in the morning. Read it to them at night. Pray at every meal. Show them the overwhelming wonder of God every day. Get them out of the public schools. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. It's Beth Ann. We'll be right back.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc. From the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America, gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine-to-bar.com. That's vinetobar.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vine-to-bar.com.
You can look for the silver lining or you can strengthen your portfolio with gold and silver. Optimism is planning for your own financial future. Melody Cedarstrom of Discount Gold and Silver Trading has been watching our economy and the banksters for well over 20 years. The U.S. has an unsustainable debt. While the timing of a collapse cannot be predicted, we know the proverbial straw that breaks the camel's back weighs heavier and heavier with each new stimulus and omnibus bill. Because of our debt and the lack of solid backing, those fiat fiat dollars in your pocket continue to deflate in value. However, gold stays true, true wealth. Give Melody Cedarstrom a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Discount gold and silver trading for all your precious metal needs. And join Melody weekday afternoons at 4 p.m. Eastern Time on Financial Survival Radio. Visit DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com. Liberty Tabletop brings liberty to your table. For those of you who want to display your patriot hearts, set your table with liberty. The new patriotic flatware pattern by Liberty Tabletop. Your dining table sets the mood for the American family and the American dream. Liberty honors our fallen heroes, the Liberty Bell, We the People with Stars and Stripes, our American Eagle, and the Statue of Liberty. Each piece of the Liberty flatware pattern is an art with elegance, high-quality work, and high-quality 1810 stainless American steel. Each piece is unique while conveying the same patriotic message, liberty for all, and we love America. Order your set now, and a set as a gift for a special patriot in your life. Liberty Tabletop brings liberty home to your table. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive a discount. LibertyTabletop.com or call them 844-386-2338. Mike Lindell and MyPillow are offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. Right now, take advantage of Mike's buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow's bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel set, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and so much more. Just go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com and use promo code BethAnn or call 1-800-978-6168. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free on select products. You will also receive Mike's book absolutely free with any purchase. Call 1-800-978-6168 or go to the Radio Listener Special page at MyPillow.com. Promo code BethAnn. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. So I've been telling you to call a sheriff. Make sure you have a constitutional sheriff. I would encourage you to give him the book that Sheriff Mack has, County Sheriffs, Saving America. That's not the name of it. I can't think of the name. There it is. County Sheriff, America's Last Hope. Now, it's not going to do you any good if he's not constitutional. So you've got to make sure that he's constitutional. And if he's not, you better start getting ready for the next election. Send him to the CSPOA website, Sheriff Mack. I do not have Sheriff Mack's books here right now. I'm out of them, and I don't have the revenue to stock back up on them. But I think they're like $12, something like that. And you can get them at CSPOA. I think that's .org. Could be .com. I'm not sure. It's been too long since I've been there. Now, Betsy DeVos, she was talking to them on Newsmax the other night. And I love this woman. I'm going to try and get a hold of her. I have admired her since the day she first went to work. What did they do? The woman had done nothing but get voted in. And they began chasing her and spitting on her. Betsy DeVos says, and if you remember, this is when Ronald Reagan failed us. He was going to do away with the Department of Education, and instead it got larger. She says we need to do away with the Department of Education. This was a woman that was the secretary to the Department of Education. Why? Because the federal government is not supposed to be running the states. That's why. So your states can have a Department of Education. But the federal government should not have a Department of Education run in every one of the 50 states. Folks, read your Constitution. Read the Declaration of Independence and understand
that we are supposed to be sovereign individuals, sovereign states, and the counties that you live in, those county sheriffs are to keep you safe from all the tyranny that might happen on the outside of that county. Well, the federal court ruling, this is important. These federal judges that have been appointed by Barack Obama, Bill Clinton, even Bush. This swamp is so thick and so nasty. Freedom can't live in it. You understand that? Freedom suffocates. In a shocking and first-of-its-kind reading of a more than 30-year-old disability law, a federal judge ruled that the distress that results from a person feeling that he or she is the wrong sex is a disability that must be accommodated under the Americans with Disabilities Act. It is a mental illness, my friends. It is a mental illness. Why, I do not understand. But to continue to feed it is wrong. We have schools, one of them here, rumored that they are putting in litter boxes for a child that believes he or she is a cat. Yeah. Think about that for a while. Transgender movement brings horror of Frankenstein to life. Again, what is it that you're willing to stand up and fight for if it's not the children that God help us all? I don't know when, but he will not continue to put up with the stupidity, the sinfulness of man here in the United States of America. We will fall, and we will fall very quickly. By their own admission, the Center for Gender Surgery at Boston Children's Hospital offers gender affirmation surgery services to eligible adolescents and young adults who are ready to take this step in their journey. It is the first center of its kind in the U.S. in a major pediatric hospital setting. The writer of this, William Wolfe, says, they say first like that's a good thing. One could only pray. It is also the last. They offer vaginoplasty, mediodioplasty, phalloplasty, chest reconstruction, breast augmentation, facial harmonization, and other gender affirmation surgeries to eligible patients. Each and every one of these surgeries, he says, involves the destruction and removal of normal healthy organs, body parts, often followed by the attempted construction of fake organs of the opposite sex. Goes into explanation of how they do this with a vaginoplasty. I will not do that on the air in case you have children listening. It's disgusting. Children as young as 15 year old and younger. He says, may God save all nations, our nation's children from such cruel care. As Proverbs 12:10 reminds us, even the kindest acts of wickedness are cruel. Even the kindest acts of the wicked are cruel. That's assuming that they think they're being kind in doing this. I think they're experimenting with our children. They wanted to experiment with this vaccine. They didn't want to do any of the studies that they do. They wanted to experiment on our children, on the babies, on the newborns. We know now that this drug, this vaccine for the COVID was not good. If you took it, you took it. And if you did okay, you did okay. But lots of people didn't do okay. And there's lots of things happening, even from those who had COVID, that they didn't expect it to be. And it's gone on and on and on. What will you fight for? We have the enemy among us in D.C. The swamp has taken over our republic. And it didn't happen on January 6th. This happened a long time ago. Republicans and Democrats are the, what did you call them? The uniparty. I've been calling them monopoly. Monopoly. Rudy said it right. They're the uniparty. There are a few. Marjorie Taylor Greene is one that is not of that. But I'm telling you, America, you better be calling your county sheriff because the feds are coming after us. They don't want free speech. They don't want you to own a gun. And if you have it registered, they're going to come check on it, especially in New York. I almost don't feel sorry for New Yorkers because they keep electing these people. But at the same time, I don't know how to fix it, except for our Lord and Savior. He can fix it. He already has fixed it. We are victorious. So when all this is overwhelming, be overwhelmed by the power of God in prayer and bring America home.
Home.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
What if things were made in America again? We all complain about our products, even our food, coming from foreign lands and foreign laborers. But do we really understand? James Stewart didn't understand, so he dug in, and wow, he kept digging in. It all started with a light bulb. It held the label GE, but it read Made in China. Jim has done the research. Now you can have the answers in detail. Consumers can rebuild the middle class by buying things made in American communities. Find out why free trade resulted in 6 million lost manufacturing jobs and lower wages for most Americans. While free trade brought cheaper goods, we also had less money to purchase goods. That giant sucking sound sucked the life right out of American manufacturing. Order Jim's book today. What if things were made in America again? Send $24.95 to CSE Talk Radio, Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Let's build it in America, buy it in America, and bring America home.
Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio. A Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty, Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience and gold and silver trading be your investment guide. From precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.